Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Indeed, we are ready to go. About 25 minutes left to go. Giants, Eagles follow Quinn and Chris here today. So let's get to it. Chris versus the fan, 833-288-0973. Chance to take out Chris Ello today.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, everybody. We have a few lines open. So if you've never played before and you want to play, you should call in right now because it's the perfect time for it. But you will be playing for a qualification for a chance to win the grand prize, which is a trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com for tickets. And I need to read the rules. And I should have given the phone number. 833-288-0973.
Kind of already did, but that's all right.
Okay. I didn't. I wasn't listening. I'll just be honest. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know. I forgot what I was going to say. Let us know, and you will get the first question for
Oh, I know why you forgot what you
today.
Were going to say.
Right? I actually did a bunch of work on the other questions, but I didn't do work on number one.
No, you did, which is why he's distracted right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, give me a second to type out this one.
He's going to finish a few more of these questions, and we're going to get going here.
Give me one second.
It's good to know that, you know, we come to the show prepared.
Don't even start with me.
And by the way, I'm still working on the NFL Pick'em segment, Tony. Okay. I'll have it ready, I hope.
You got about 10 minutes.
You know, 15 minutes. We don't have time for me to lose my mind, so I'm just going to move forward because that really bothered me.
Oh, goodness.
All right, let's go to...
So we should expect that these question number ones are going to be... I mean,
what color is the sky?
A1. A1 today.
All right, let's go to Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hello, Craig. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Craig.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well, my man. Here
we
go.
You ready to play?
First question.
Okay.
What NFL team was the first ever to finish a season with an 0-16 record? This happened in 2008.
2008, 0-16, first team ever 0-16. Was it the Colts?
The Colts!
Sorry, Craig.
I think the Browns duplicated it, but I think the Lions were first.
For a second, I was like, he did not just make that mistake. Sorry, Craig.
Yes, it was indeed the Lions.
Jets are the only team this year still with a chance.
They're going to win one game.
I'm just saying.
Let's go to, I think it's Jaime or Jamie. Let's see. Jamie or Jaime?
Depends. If you're talking to me, it's Jamie.
Okay, it's Jamie. Talking to me, it's Jamie.
All right, Jamie.
Good answer, Jamie.
Yes. Here we go.
What Phillies player hit two home runs in last night's ball game between the Dodgers and the Phillies?
Oh, I didn't get to watch the game because I was watching hockey.
Ah, I like to hear that, Jamie. Good for you. A little hockey fan out there.
Who hits lots of home
runs
for the Phillies?
Schwarber hit one far enough to count for two home runs, right?
He did hit two home runs.
So he hit two.
He hit two. You got it.
On to question number two. Who was the first major league player to pitch a baseball over 100 miles per hour?
First, I would have to say Walter Johnson.
Ooh, very
good.
Good.
The big train.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I don't think they know.
I don't even know if they knew. I Bob Feller?
Bob Feller.
I thought this was kind of common knowledge.
The gun didn't quite come into play until Nolan was on the mound.
Yeah, Bob Feller, they once did an experiment. Did you ever see this, Tony?
I think I might have.
They ran a motorcycle at 100 miles an hour with a head start, and he tried to time a pitch for right when the motorcycle came by to see what was faster, and his ball actually beat
the motorcycle?
Beat the motorcycle, but I don't know that that was official enough. All right, good for you.
Jamie,
you're still
on
in there.
Oh, now we get to some good
questions that he actually worked on.
I spent at least 45 minutes on these questions.
All right, here we go. Question number three. I like this one. I'm going to go with the first one. Who was the first European-born player to win an NBA MVP?
Oh, my Lord.
European-born player...
First to win an MVP.
Basketball is not my forte. And I'm picturing a guy whose name I can't even remember.
That's a problem.
You can also pass.
You can pass. You can pass and not give LO a clue here.
I'm going to have to pass.
All right, stay there. Stay there.
The only reason I seem to remember Dirk Nowitzki is because I thought you asked this one time many years ago. So I'm going to go Dirk Nowitzki because that's
going
what
Dirk.
I seem to remember.
All right, well, if I've already asked this question, we need a new one.
Is that right?
All right, we'll go with a new question. It's been
Give a new question. All right, that's fair.
Oh, ask the second one, Tony. There's zero chance that Chris knows this.
No, just because you want me to ask that, what I'm asking.
I really hope I get this one.
Okay.
Right, go,
which
Jamie.
NBA team almost changed its name to the Swamp Dragons?
God, the Swamp Dragons. I would have to. I mean, it would be a complete guess, but. Oh, I'd have to say New Orleans.
New Orleans. That's a great guess, actually. Great guess.
Chris would always say it's not a good guess.
I guess it's not a good guess.
I mean, I think I have a legit guess. I mean, I don't know if it's, Scraby said there's no way I can get it. I mean, the Swamp is in Florida, so. You got either the Orlando Magic or the Miami Heat, and
the Miami Swamp Dragons.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say Orlando then.
The Orlando Magic, aka the Swamp Dragons.
Wow,
we got ourselves a winner. Nice
Stay
work,
there,
Jamie. The answer was the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah,
they were going to be the New Jersey Swamp Dragons.
There's another swamp. There we go. Okay.
I came across this randomly, and I guess because they were not drawing any fans whatsoever, and
they were the Nets?
Yeah, when they were the Nets, like when they first started out in New Jersey, and they were trying to find new ways to bring people in, and so they almost went with Swamp Dragons to get people into the stadium.
That would have been a tough
There is a New Jersey Swamp Dragon logo right here.
Yeah, it's a cool logo.
If you want to try check it out. There he is.
It's a cool logo.
It's not bad.
Yeah, they went all in on it.
It's very... It's
Puff the Magic Dragon.
It's very cartoonish, like the Raptor when it first came out, right?
Or the Grizzly, yeah.
Yeah,
but I couldn't believe that the Nets almost changed their name to the Swamp Dragons.
I'm just upset I thought of the wrong swamp. I might have gotten that one.
I mean, Florida, that's like the low-hanging fruit right there.
Yeah,
I would have guessed that, too.
Right. All right, good one. Jamie, hang in there. You're the winner today. Which remind everybody that all guests on the 97.3 The Fan, and Jamie was our guest there. He joined us via the David P. Shapiro / Morgan fan hotline. No, David P. Shapiro fan hotline. And if you are, trust David P. Shapiro. Criminal defense attorneys, they help clients regain control, and they've been doing it since 2010. Visit David P. Shapiro Law. .com. Nothing in this Dodger-Philly game. Both guys are cruising. Tony, I think just one hit aside through four innings.
I mean, we saw Sanchez twice. He was good in both times. We beat him one of the two times, but...
He has a disappearing changeup, isn't it?
Changeup to go along with that sinker that's coming out of the same
And it must just look to a hitter like it's going to be belt high. Because they swing at it like they're going to hammer it, and they miss it by, you know, 5 feet.
Yeah.
So
I just got some bad news.
Oh.
Paul Pierce reportedly arrested on suspicion of DUI in Los Angeles. He was reportedly found sleeping behind the wheel of his car on a freeway at 10:30 p.m. Tuesday night. Officers were initially called out to the area to investigate a multi-vehicle crash in the northbound lanes of the 101 freeway.
So that's a different thing? The crash?
They were initially called out, and then they found him in his car sleeping.
So there was a crash, or there are we don't. Well, I guess there was, but was he involved? Or we don't know.
It does not say if he was involved in the crash.
It just says they found him sleep in his car.
He was arrested for suspicion of DUI or driving under the influence.
Yeah,
that's not good.
I understand Tony La Russa was asleep right next to him. Sorry, Tony La Russa got pulled over for the same thing one time. Spring training. Don't joke about stuff like that, though, Chris.
You just did.
My God.
I know. I'm berating myself.
Who was the other guy in Arizona? Michael Floyd, the old wide receiver?
I don't know. I just know La Russa did it, and then we made him out to be a deity.
A what?
A god.
Yeah. Chris is just saying
he's all
I just hate La Russa.
Let's get to
Why
break.
Do you hate La Russa?
He can tell us on the other side.
Because he beat me to the buffet in Cooperstown.
Oh, yeah. Tony was not there with us, but Tony La Russa was lifting up all of the plastic off of the food, and people were like, don't eat yet. And he was just like, no.
Piling it on.
He was. And Chris and I were just watching this happen.
T was hungry, man. He couldn't wait. All right, let's get to break. We'll finish up on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And wrapping things up here ahead of the Thursday night football game, Philadelphia, Giants. And if you are working and you're just, I got to see the Dodger Phillies game, and you're like on your way, take your time. You're not missing anything. Like nothing. Phillies have one hit, Dodgers have one hit. Neither team's had a scoring chance, really.
At all. Yeah.
So they're in the top of the fifth right
now. Has anybody reached second base?
Schwarber did in the first inning. He got the third after his double, but he was stranded there. Max Kepler just stole second for the Phillies, so they have a runner in scoring position. Tony and I going to do our NFL Pick'em segment, but we're not ready. I'm still working on it.
Is he still? Is he still making fun of me?
I thought he was serious for a second.
He sent the text yesterday.
I think he is making fun of you, actually.
I think he is.
Yes,
too.
Because that's preparation, Scrape.
Oh,
you actually do the segment before the segment airs. Anyway, we are tied at 34, so we got a good matchup so far. Let's do some pick'em this week.
It's time for Tony and Chris to face off, playing for a season-long prize of pride.
I see pride. I see power.
The guys make their picks.
And then they stress over their picks all weekend.
No! Please, no! No! No!
Quinn and Chris, NFL Pick'em starts now.
Yeah, thanks to old DeMercado and the Cardinals somehow boxing up that game. Tony hit his upset pick last week. Big eight-pointer. Got him right back in it. I had led by 10 a couple of weeks ago. That's how quickly things can change in Pick'em.
In the National.
That's right.
Football League.
34-34, three-point game. Leave this one for you, so I'll take Packers at home.
Dang.
Over the Bengals.
Thought you might leave it for you,
I know, I was thinking, but 14 points. Packers, I was really high on them until the last two games. Really haven't played great, but the Bengals are stumbling and bumbling.
Yeah,
I'll take the Packers. I, you know, the Bengals still have some weapons, at least, to do something, but Packers. Your 3 points, Tony. Game you feel best about on the board. We do not pick against the spread, by the way.
Ooh, do I want to go for...
Who are you going with here?
Yeah, give me Philly.
Tonight, the Eagles at the Giants. Feels good. Eagles are coming off their only loss. All right, I like the Colts. I'm a believer. I'm a believer in the Colts. It does seem like the Colts, they're home this week. It seems like they've been home every week except for the game they lost to the Rams out here in L.A. But other than that, it seems like the Colts, they're home again. Anyway, I'll take them over the Cardinals, who are, I think Kyler Murray's iffy for this game.
He is. He didn't practice today.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll be ready, but I'll take the Colts. Danny Dimes. All right, Tony. It's a two-pointer here.
Pittsburgh.
Just so everybody's aware, if you care, that is my pick in the Survivor this week.
Pittsburgh.
I'm still in the running, so I'll give it to you. I'm picking Pittsburgh in my Survivor. All right, time to a one-point game here. And, Yeah, sorry, Scrape. Go Tampa Bay.
That's fine.
They got the better everything. I mean, how much healthier are the 49ers than they were last week? Probably a little more healthy.
They're still without George
Kittle.
Still
a bit in disarray.
Yeah, Ricky Pearsall, I don't know who's going to play.
Long flight.
Oh, yeah, long
flight.
Although
the 49ers do have a way of, you know, coming up with it on the road. I'm a believer in the Bucs, so I'm going to put my mouth where my mouth is. Tony, 1 point pick.
Buffalo's going to bounce back this week on the road in
Buffalo,
the ATL.
At Atlanta, Monday Night Football. All right, upset pick. Now we wipe the slate clean. If the upset team we pick does win, we get the points they're underdog by. I'm not doing this as a strategy thing, Tony. I was going to go with Atlanta anyway. Atlanta's
that's fine.
4.5-point underdog Monday night at home. I'll take the Falcons for the 4 points. I've not really yet been impressed with Buffalo.
You said that.
All right, Tony. Your upset pick. You're not going Bengals,
I will
are
raise you and
no
take
way.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, you're going right up against
Kyler's
the
going to play.
All right.
Let's go.
Wow. Seven-pointer, if you get that.
I have not been impressed. Or I shouldn't say I haven't been impressed. I don't believe the Colts.
Don't believe in the Colts.
I just don't believe them.
Yeah,
I think they're lying.
They beat Miami, which doesn't
I think
count.
They're lying.
But
I think
they did beat Denver.
They're misleading us right now. I think
that
was,
that could be a misleading win because they got a second chance on the field goal at the end of the game.
Yeah, I don't think you're making Super Bowl plans yet if you're the Colts. But and again, the schedule. They've been at home.
Yes,
almost every week, and they're home again. So eventually. They'll have to even that out. All right, there's our picks for the week. We'll see how it turns out. Tied at 34 at the moment. And the Survivor poll, for those of you still alive, we have 24 people left out there. So good on all of you. We've cut through about
real quick. I just
three quarters of the entries.
That's true.
My guy Sedges has thrown 46 pitches.
That's it in the fifth inning?
In the fifth inning.
Wow, Randy Jones somewhere is smiling.
He did that against the Padres this year, too.
He did have a low pitch count. But this 46, that's extremely low.
What is it? How many strikes has he thrown?
I don't know.
I got to go check it.
I don't have the box score.
I have to go check it.
Handy. No score. Bottom of the fifth. Kepler got the second on that stolen base, but Trey Turner grounded out to end the Philly fifth. Will Smith is up there.
Sanchez has thrown 49 pitches now.
Yeah.
38 strikes.
Yeah. Wow. He has thrown...
I don't know the math.
10 digits, 10 balls.
That's about 80%.
11 balls, 11 if balls? You're going for that. 80%, there you go.
Subtraction. Yeah, that's always a tough one.
Yeah.
Yeah, subtraction can get you.
Math, not our finest thing in the world.
Not at all.
No.
All right, we got football coming up. I know
live
we're going to play
math
the Open here
thing.
Shortly.
No.
Scraby gets the Chronicles off tonight. Tomorrow we have a full 4 hours on a Friday. Sounds a little daunting, but we'll have some fun.
It does sound daunting.
We got an Aztec game to preview. And
you got a good countdown idea.
Countdown will be our top five things that we're hoping for the Padres this offseason, or we want to see.
Yep.
Having to do with the Padres this offseason. So we'll count all that down. Keep you up to date on the playoffs. For Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, it's Mr. Ello. Enjoy football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.